Hi out there. This is Heather Vickery, and you're listening to the Brave Files podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know, this past weekend, the Brave Files celebrated its second birthday. We had a live birthday celebration featuring several of our past guests, giving away some awesome prizes, and it was a lot of fun to catch up with everybody and share this wonderful, momentous occasion with all of you listeners. If you haven't had a chance to see it, I will share the link for the video in the show notes for this episode, so be sure to check it out. We are right now entering season 8 of the Brave Files. It's hard to believe that we have been doing this for 2 whole years, over 109 episodes and 8 seasons. I'm humbled beyond words to continue bringing you incredible stories with wonderful humans who are choosing bravely every minute, day after day. I continue to promise you new stories each week. We are committed to not telling you the same story over and over again. And we are not now and have never been a business podcast. This show is all about the human experience. It's about connection, support, inspiration, motivation, and encouragement. Some of our listeners have shared with me that by tuning in week after week, they've learned to redefine bravery and how to intentionally step into their lives in brave ways. But it's never without fear. Fear is a guiding force, and our choice to understand that fear is a powerful motivator towards success. When we choose bravely on purpose, we choose bigger, win bigger, and it is without a doubt contagious. At the time of recording, we're about a month into our state-mandated shelter-in-place due to the COVID-19 virus. Just like everyone else in the entire world, we're frightened and unsure and a little bit restless. Some days, I feel strong, and others, I quite honestly barely get by. This is real life, folks, and I want to be honest with you. As a success coach, I support clients day after day with tools and resources to live strong, bold, healthy, and successful lives. And I have had to pull up every single one of those tools and tricks and use them on myself to stay sane and keep pushing through this pandemic. But the one thing that's always been steady and it's always been supportive is my deep, deep gratitude practice. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that gratitude is a regular part of our conversation, as well as celebration. And we partner those things a lot. Celebration leads to gratitude, and gratitude leads to celebration. One of the things we do on the show every year is release a special episode on Thanksgiving. We have listeners call in and share what they're most grateful for from the past year, and it's inevitably one of everyone's favorite episodes of the year. It seemed fitting to do an extra episode right now as the world faces one of its biggest health and economic crises in history. It's so easy for all of us to get lost in the fear, to shut down and to break down. We're quick to talk about how much this sucks, and trust me when I tell you, it sucks for so many reasons to so many people, and so many folks have it way, way worse than I do. But science has proven to us that by doing something as simple as expressing and sharing gratitude, we can increase our happiness and our overall well-being while decreasing stress, anxiety, and depression. It sounds a little too good to be true, but it is actually true. As I reached out to friends, loved ones, and fans to encourage people to call in, I heard some folks say, "I wish I could do this, but I can't really find the gratitude right now." And as you can imagine, this completely breaks my heart. There's always, and I repeat, always something to be grateful for. I even had some folks say that they felt guilty about their gratitude because they felt their gratitude was all rooted in their privilege. But my friends, here's the thing about gratitude. Everyone has the right to feel it, express it, experience it, and share it. Your gratitude does not take anything away from another. It only adds to the joy of others. And if the things that you are grateful for are your privileges, then be aware of that and do what you can to support other people. Use that privilege to lift somebody else up and give somebody else what they need to be able to survive and thrive, not only during these trying times, but always. By listening to this episode and sharing it with others, it's my hope that you will smile and feel wholly connected to the rest of the world. We need that now more than ever. As we're in quarantine and sheltering in place away from the public, every opportunity to feel globally connected as a community of humans is powerful, and it is empowering. I hope it reminds you of the millions of wonderful small gifts that surround you, the things that are so easy to take for granted. Our power went out the other night, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is so horrible. We don't have access to anything. We weren't prepared for this. We don't have the internet. We don't have any of those things going on. And then I thought about people who don't ever have power. Yes, that definitely means we're privileged, but it also reminds me not to take what I have for granted. Personally, I'm so grateful for you and everyone here at Team Brave that supports the show and my coaching business. I'm grateful for all of my amazing clients and for each and every person who listens to the show and shares the show and for every single guest that takes their time to come and share their story. But in all honesty, I'm grateful for those things always. I never lose sight of that level of gratitude. What I've discovered in the last month is that there are always new things to be grateful for. My physical ability to stand in line every couple of weeks for food and household supplies, and then my ability to shop for whatever I need to survive. I'm grateful that I have the wherewithal and the ability and the flexibility to listen to my heart and my body about when to push through and when to rest. I take a break when I need to take a break, because I can, and for this I am so very grateful, and for my ability to sit in my sadness for a little bit and know that it's okay, and that I am loved, and I am supported, and that it will get better. I'm beyond grateful to the medical workers for their outstanding and selfless efforts, to our teachers who have pivoted on a dime and learned entirely new ways to teach and support students. It's a tireless effort. It's a thankless effort. And I love you all. To all of the essential workers out there risking their lives every day so that we can have all that we need to survive, I'm so grateful to be able to hold my children, to laugh with them, to read with them, and just be near them, because so many people, especially healthcare workers, are not able to be with their families right now. Their sacrifices are great. I'm grateful for learning new ways to connect with people and to throw some excuses out the window. Those excuses that say, I'm too busy to hang out, I'm too busy to get to spend time with you or to chat with you. Virtual cocktail hours, virtual card games, you know, all sorts of fun ways to connect with people and get rid of some of those excuses and do it really honestly and authentically. If I haven't done my hair, put my makeup on, that's okay, right? We're all in this together. All of those things make me feel a lot less alone. I'd even like to keep some of these things when this passes. I'm building some new business stuff, which I'm excited to tell you guys about. And most of my clients are doing the same thing. Many of these tools and resources that we're putting together right now will be sustainable after this is over. And it will help us grow and thrive and be more successful than we ever even imagined. We can and should be building powerful relationships with people all over the world. We have that ability, and it's an exciting time to connect. I'm super grateful for my newly remodeled and fully functioning bathroom because, damn, living in a tiny house with 5 kids and 2 adults and 1 bathroom on 1 floor was rough. So thanks to my contractor, Jared, who I hope is listening. Hey, Jared, and his team for working tirelessly to get our bathroom completed so that we have a full house. It's still small, but boy, is it a lot more functioning now that we have 2 floors and 2 bathrooms. Super grateful for my wonderful outdoor space. It's small because we have city living, but I have this lovely patio that my own family members, my uncles and my aunts and my dad, my mom, came to help build for us last summer. Every time I look at it, I'm reminded how deeply loved I am and how grateful I am for the times that we had when they were here laughing and talking together as a family in ways that we haven't in years and years. Being able to use that as an outdoor workspace, my heart is full beyond understanding when I'm out there and when I see that. So hopefully they're listening and they know how much it means to me. I'm grateful to artists who are giving their gifts to light up the world when everything just feels so terribly dark. I'm grateful for audiobooks and grocery delivery services and takeout. but mostly I'm grateful for my health and that of my family, for my friends and loved ones who have been sick and have had this virus and are thankfully recovering. I give ultimate thanks to the universe. I've shed so many tears listening to these messages as we were putting this episode together and hearing the stories of everyone out there who is doing so much to just get by. I hope you enjoy this episode as much as we do, and remember to always connect with the little beautiful things that are around you at every moment. Here's to season 8 of the Brave Files podcast.
Hey, this is Audrey Holst, and I just wanted to share a little gratitude. So my gratitude right now is for everybody that is showing up in some capacity, in any capacity in their lives during this time of uncertainty. So whether that is people that are showing up on the front lines helping people's health, or whether it's people that are showing up in their communities to help their neighbors, or whether it's people just showing up, getting out of bed in the morning and facing the day, I just want to give so much gratitude for everybody that is showing up in whatever way they can in their lives.
Hi, Heather and the Brave Files. This is Ray. I just wanted to call in and say that I am grateful that today the sun is shining, and that even if it's not next to people, I can sit outside and feel a little normalcy, because I'll be sitting in my backyard listening to my neighbor mow the lawn. And that's just that little bit of normalcy that I think we're all missing. And so that's what I'm really grateful for today. Thanks.
Hey, Heather, it's Tom from Arizona, Saga Steve Rogers podcast. The thing that I'm grateful for during this COVID corona virus world that we're living in now is workbooks. I have a 3-year-old who turned 4 during the COVID lockdown, and a 5-year-old. And they're used to going to daycare and having interaction with other kids, and they haven't been home, kind of in a locked up environment. My other kids are older. I have older kids as well, but the younger kids would just sit there and stare at the TV if we weren't able to get a whole bunch of workbooks from Amazon before they ran out, and still keep the younger kids' education going. So I'm grateful for workbooks. I'm grateful for pencils, because they write in the workbooks their pencils. And I'm really grateful for erasers, because when they write it wrong, they can erase it, fix it, and move on. So education continuing during this COVID crazy world that we live in. Keep up the great work, Heather. Miss you. Bye.
Hi, this is Rachel calling in for my gratitude. I am calling to say what I'm thankful for. Name, Rachel Swanson, age 36. I am so grateful for getting to have extra time to spend with my kids right now while we're all in self-quarantine. And the best part is there's these moments when I'm laying down, putting my 15-month-old to down for his nap, and his hair is soft and wispy, and I get to stroke his little forehead until he falls asleep, and see his eyelids get heavy. And these are moments that I wouldn't have had if it weren't for what's going on right now in our country. And my other gratitude is getting to read with my 6-year-old. We've been sitting and having time to read every day. And as a former teacher, it's been so fun to get to practice all of the things that I know about reading, but with my own child. And I'm so thankful for the chance to spend more time with my family. And that after 31 days of self-quarantining, we still love each other.
This is Becky from Des Moines, Iowa, and I am most grateful these days for my dog, Bastion, and when we go on walks, and he turns around and looks at me, so grateful to be out walking our neighborhood, seeing dogs and other people out and about, and it makes me happy every time he does that.
Hi, Brave Files. This is Molly Hicks with Beauty Bright Design, and I'm just so thankful and full of gratitude for my biz buddies from Intentionally Brave Entrepreneurs. I don't know how I would have been getting through this if I didn't have a place to talk with other people in the same boat and just
vent and have people who just understand what I'm going through and help me work through things and not have a pity party for myself all the time. I just am so grateful for each and every one of them and for Heather for putting together such an amazing tool for myself, for my business. I'm just so thankful.
Hi, this is Alex Dumas from Abundance Daily, co-host of the Business and Marriage Podcast. And I wanted to share my thoughts about gratitude during this pandemic, this lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call it. And the thing I'm most grateful for is opportunity to just connect with my family, my kids, my wife, us have this special time together just to have conversations, do things as far as walks, dance parties in the house, play games, build things, whatever it might be, things that we normally may not have had the time to do. And that's been great. And also on just a business side, just being creative, being able to connect with so many more people in these few weeks than I've done in months. And that's just been a game changer as far as different ideas coming along, different opportunities of collaboration. So I think this is just a great opportunity for everyone to do the things that they have given excuses that they haven't had time to do. And that's what I'm grateful for. There's a time of no excuses, and I'm happy to move forward with that. Take care, y'all. Stay blessed.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I am grateful for the opportunity to transform fear into something meaningful, for the time to be still and the space to think. And while I am surrounded by need and loss, gratitude is what's keeping me centered in the positive and the possible.
Hi, this is Carla Moore from Seymour Speaks, and I'm calling to say that I am grateful for my family, for all the love and support and encouragement that they give me. It allows me to be who I need to be, all without judgment, and that's every single day. Thank you, family. Thank you, Brave family.
Hi, this is Mandy North from Manassas, and I'm here with my two kids,
Kylia
and Tyler.
And Tyler, we just wanted to share what we were thankful for during this coronavirus pandemic. I've been so thankful for technology that keeps us connected to friends and family when we can't meet in person.
I'm thankful for having appointments.
I'm thankful for having my three cats.
And we're so thankful that we've been able to share that with you. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Leanne. My gratitude for right now during this pandemic is realizing how many amazing friends and family I really have. Recently, I have been in contact with people that I haven't talked to in years, reaching out just to see how I'm doing and to try and reconnect. And it's really filling my heart and making me realize how loved I am and how cared for I am. And it's just been an amazing experience, and I'm truly grateful for that.
Hi, my name is Keith Jorgensen. I am most grateful for technology as we are sheltered in, from the sense that we can still stay connected and that we can entertain ourselves, and medical technology, which hopefully will get us to an end of this. So each day, you know, we always make advancements as a society technologically, and I look forward to see in the future what comes next.
Hi, this is Bernadette from Chicago, and I am grateful for the beautiful weather we've been having. The songs of spring, which have allowed us to open up our patio, enjoy eating outside and playing outside, getting those seeds in the ground, starting to see flowers show up in our front yard. All of those beautiful signs of spring are just a reminder to me that ultimately it's all going to be okay, and there's beauty to be found everywhere. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Jacques Chalot. First of all, I want to thank you, Heather, for your podcast show here in getting people to express an appreciation. Generally speaking, your positiveness has been most welcomed by people like myself. So in terms of what I'm grateful about, first of all, I'm grateful for surviving this trying times we're in. At least so far, so good. without any issues. And this has been as a result of a number of people that I'm thankful for, including my partner and wife, who's been extremely vigilant as a nurse and has been reminding me to stay the same all along. I'm also appreciative to the rest of my family back in the continent in Cameroon, who's been sending me well wishes and checking up on me and the rest of the family here. I'm really thankful for that. And I'm also thankful for some very close friends. My Dr. David Hines, who's an infectious disease specialist. And not only has he been spending many long hours, and this is actually the fourth weekend he's been on call, but he's been checking up on me and making sure that I'm doing everything right. What a guy. His wife, Nancy Hines, has actually had me provide some coffee back strips so she can use to sew masks on, so that the mask would have a way to shape your nose. So anyway, I hope that makes any sense. But Nancy's made several masks for the staff at Counter Coffee, and I'm appreciative for that. I'm also, generally speaking, appreciative to all the medical staff and people out there who have dedicated themselves to solving and helping other people at hospitals and different places, self-sacrificing. And this is so much welcome and thankful for people like that that exist. We are also, I am and all my staff are thankful for all our Counter Coffee customers who've kept us going with us providing some essential coffee so that they can hopefully keep their days going happily. And then there are many, many, many other people, some random people, and not so random, more specifically, people like you, Heather, in your podcast and your publications and posts and Facebook and all that. You know, what I see is lots of love and purpose to many, many people out there. And it is so, so welcoming to have people like you.
Hi, Heather. Through all this craziness, there's always a silver lining. The time at home has given me the opportunity to complete projects that I've been trying to get done for almost 2 years now, redoing the bathrooms, redoing the kitchen, and other such projects finally getting done. Love your podcast. Bye, Heather.
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling to let you know what I am grateful for during our shelter in place and isolation. So I am thankful for the slowdown, the ability to be with my family and just remember who they are as people. I'm also very thankful for the school that I work with, just the connection that we have. We're probably closer now than we ever were and what we're doing for the children to stay connected with them. And then lastly, I am thankful for technology because it has definitely been a blessing in these very difficult times. So that's what I'm thankful for. Thanks.
Hi, Heather. I'm calling to give you my great gratitude list for today, and I have my top 18. No particular order, just my random thoughts when the question was presented to me. So first, I'm grateful for a roof over my head and a warm home. I'm grateful for plenty of fresh water and plenty of food. I'm grateful for access to the internet. I'm grateful for my cell phone and voicemail. I'm especially grateful for FaceTime so I can see my children and my grandchildren's faces. I'm grateful for my newest grandchild, Ryder Nathaniel Ward, who's just 2 months old. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my belief in prayer because I believe with prayer all things are possible, and my sister Kim will not have COVID virus, and if she does, that she will come out of it healthier than ever. I'm grateful for my family, especially my sister Kim and my cousin Shirley. I'm grateful for the kindness of people who help brighten my spirits. I'm grateful for our health care providers and first responders. I'm grateful that my little dog Jovi has adapted to her recent loss of sight. I am grateful for my immune system. I'm grateful for free movies on demand. I'm grateful for my fabulous and not so fabulous clients. I'm grateful for music for lifting my spirits. I'm grateful for laughter, and I'm grateful for friends. And I'm grateful for you. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, Heather, for doing a podcast on the epidemic. This was a fantastic idea during this coronavirus outbreak. I have three things that I'm most grateful for. Well, number one is my wife, who keeps us safe in the house, wipes down all the boxes, packages, groceries. Everything that comes into this house is very well sterilized. And also, going outside in public, we do our part in wearing the mask and gloves on touching key pods or anything like that. Second would be the first responders. I mean, seeing the emotional toll that it takes on them, and they risk their life to save ours, and also putting their own families in harm's way. My heart goes out to all of the first responders. And third would be our governor of the state of Ohio. He was one of the first governors to quarantine, shut down the schools, shut down the beauty salons, the bars, everywhere that was non-essential was shut down. He didn't need a presidential order. He didn't need another person making a decision for him. He himself saved a lot of people in the state of Ohio. Mike DeWine took action from day one. So he has really proven to me of what great leadership is all about. So that's what I'm most grateful for. And thank you for letting me share that.
Hey, everybody. This is Matt leaving a message about what I'm most grateful for in this time of social distancing. For me, probably the biggest gift right now is time. Time to slow down and go inward, to really do a deep dive into my inner work, which I'm so thankful for. I'm not as busy with work things or just life obligations. It's really just a time alone with myself. I'm also thankful for the time to explore new creative work, to explore new business opportunities, and it's a big playground for me. At times it's scary, of course it is, but I'm really thankful to have this time that's been given to me to explore all of that. And so thank you, Heather, for all that you do, and thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Hi, so I'm calling to let you know what I am choosing to be grateful for during these less than ideal circumstances. One of the things that I've been really grateful for is that because boys don't have to get up to catch the bus, and I'm not really working from home, I'm trying to get some things going, we can take our mornings at our own pace. I lay down with them and we watch a movie. Some mornings we go ride our bike. Some mornings we go outside if the weather's nice and jump on the trampoline. And so that's been really nice to be able to kind of take things at our own pace. I'm also enjoying it because I'm not rushing around and, trying to deal with a bunch of different things. I actually, can cook, like, real food if I choose to, which is nice. And I'm just enjoying it. So I know this sounds weird, but the world's so peaceful outside because it's not rush, 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 rush hour, run here, go to the store, this sort of thing. I'm also grateful for the fact that I'm being taught that I really don't need to go to the store as often as I would go to the store, which I don't know if that's a good thing for the grocery stores. But I'm realizing that a lot of my purchases were impulse purchases or emotional purchases, not I need this food item. And so that's something I'm really grateful for. So, yeah, there you go. At this moment in time, I'm grateful that we've had 2 days of lovely sunshiny weather, temperatures up into the 60s or 70s. So that's been beautiful. And I have daffodils and tulips blooming in my front yard. So that's been a lot of fun. So yeah, that's what I'm grateful for, and I'm excited to hear this episode.
I'm grateful for my family, old and new. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for the surprises in my life, both bad and good, and I'll be grateful to have an additional day.
I'm grateful for food.
You're grateful for food? Do we have all the food we need?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes us feel happy and lucky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Hi, Heather. I love that you're doing this. So I'm sharing what I'm grateful for today. This is Angela Chi. I'm grateful for the simple joys of life right now. 4 weeks ago, I started snapping photos and jotting down each time I felt joy because I didn't want to look back at this period of time and highlight all the grief. I know most of us are grieving in some way or another, knowing whether that's the loss of what we consider the way things were or something deeper. I'm grateful that my family is healthy and safe and that I have the privilege to work from home and that the power of technology actually allows me to still connect and serve. And I'm grateful for the little things, like being able to sit outside and feel the sunshine on my face, especially after some of the rain that we've been having, to see moments of joy in my kids' faces despite it all, like not being able to see their friends and their birthdays and their graduations canceled. But like this morning when we were able to do a minimalist Easter egg hunt and they were resourceful enough to find Halloween candy pumpkins to use as baskets, and I filled it with leftover pantry treats because we haven't been to the store. Or when they destroyed the kitchen and made me a cake. I'm grateful to be able to connect with my family over Zoom. And I'm grateful that my husband and I are able to work together on something and even give each other space when we're not doing our best. And right now I'm grateful for you and for your show and being able to share this, because gratitude to me does not mean not being aware or empathetic about what's going on in the world or not even feeling stressed or overwhelmed. But it's really about, my hope is to channel our energy into what we do want and what I do want to highlight and what I want to remember and create more of. So in this time of deep transformation, while it may not be easy, I hope all of us give ourselves grace and love. Thank you so much, Heather. This is Angela Chi. Bye.
Hi, Heather. My personal gratitude is that I'm still able to work with my wedding couples, which is my happy spot. And just the thought of when this pandemic is over with, actually seeing these weddings take place with friends and family reuniting after this whole craziness in our world, if they're just going to be so explosive, so much love, I can't wait. That's my happiness. That's my gratitude that love keeps going and weddings keep going. You guys have a great day. Stay safe.
Hello. This is Heather's dad. Too many blessings to mention. Of course, there is Heather and my granddaughters. Also, lots of loving family and friends. Fortunately, I have a very large garden and yard to prepare, and at 73 years of age, that keeps me very active. I am optimistic that our country will heal very fast, so please be very positive and have a wonderful day.
Hi, this is Jane calling from Queens, New York. I just wanted to call in and let you know what I'm grateful for during this very crazy time. I'm definitely extremely grateful for my family and my friends and my health. And more than anything, I'm very grateful for the healthcare workers who are sacrificing their own safety every day to keep us safe and to provide healthcare services for those people in need. I'm also grateful to the first responders, and I'm really grateful to be a New Yorker. I'm actually, it sounds kind of crazy because New York is the epicenter of the coronavirus right now, but I'm so thankful to live in this city because it's been really inspiring to see people come together and help each other and really show their resilience in the face of all of this. So those are the things that I'm especially grateful for during this time. And I just hope that we can get through this soon and continue to remain optimistic and strong. Thanks.
Hi, this is Spencer calling from Oak Park, and what I am grateful for during this coronavirus time is time. I am not running around. I have freedom to just breathe and relax, and that's what I'm grateful for.
What I'm most grateful for are the people that are both physically and emotionally very close to me. You know, I grew up having it drilled in my head to not rely on people and to just do your own thing and just be super self-sufficient and not need anybody. And as I've grown up, I've realized that that message was totally incorrect, that everybody needs people to do their best work And it's those people that are around you that you really have to treasure and care for because they're the most important thing.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for the opportunity to share with you what I am grateful for during this quarantine period. I've given this a lot of thought, and I would say that as a full-blown ENFP, if you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs, I am really made for this kind of change. ENFPs like me really thrive most under stress, pressure, and times that are warranting of quick change. And I have really realized that, you know, a lot of new opportunities that I did not think about before. And this opportunity to kind of pivot, as they would say, very quickly has brought about new energy for me to explore some new opportunities. And I really feel like, at least professionally and probably personally as well, I am able to really make the most out of this sort of shift in our regular daily life. So that is what I'm grateful for. I appreciate the opportunity to share that with you. I hope all is well. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Victor, and I was calling in to share some of the things that I feel grateful for while we have to shelter in place. The biggest thing I think I'm grateful for is the health of my family. The kids, my wife, myself, we're all very healthy. We have a warm, safe place to sleep at night. We have plenty of food. My wife has the opportunity to be able to work from home. My kids are able to do distance learning or e-learning. And everything is working out really well so far for us. So those are the things I'm grateful for, mostly family related. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Heather and Intentionally Brave team. This is Marcy Grant calling. And of course, I'm thankful for my family during the time of coronavirus, who've been great and we've all been getting along, really. But what I'm especially grateful for right now is having a talent, and that is art, to be able to do a myriad of projects right now that are really fulfilling. I'm actually painting our sidewalk, doing like a sidewalk mural, so that everybody that walks by can enjoy it. This is permanent paint, so if I get some on the city part, I hope I don't get in trouble. I'm making a lot of art for my classes. I'm taking like 3 courses. I'm doing watercolor and acrylic and collage and all these things that I might not have really taken the time to do had I not been stuck inside. But that is what I'm grateful for, is that talent and the hobbies that come with it. Thanks, guys.
Hello, this is Stacey Zand with the Radiant Pro Living Podcast, and just wanted to take the time to share what I'm most grateful for while social distancing. I am most grateful for family, faith, and just being able to connect with incredible people through community online. It is such a blessing and honor to live in this day and age when, even though we are experiencing a pandemic and uncertainty, we can still come together, encourage each other, and be able to strive for greater and truly thrive in a time when it seems as though we don't know what it is going to result in. And that brings me to one of the greatest things that I'm grateful for. I am grateful to know that I serve a God who is working all things together for my good. And I believe, as a believer, that He's working all things together for our good. And so thank you, Brave Files Podcast, for making this opportunity available to other creatives and other individuals who are choosing to be brave in the midst of the storm and in the midst of uncertainty, because we can still be grateful for the little things, for the small things, for the everyday things, and for the incredibly brave things before us that we will conquer together.
Hello. I have to say hello, apparently. This is Mason Aid, and what I am grateful for during these wild COVID times is that I get to have some extra time with my family and really get to know my daughter and my wife in a different way, to see them at work and at play. And it's been pretty magical to have some time where we're able to just let it all go and be together.
This is Jill Kennelly. I'm calling to share what I am grateful for. I am grateful for the ways that nature continues to inspire me, and it's just mysterious. I was walking along a bridge just yesterday, and the wind kind of came up over the river and just rippled the water, and it just reminded me how quickly things can change in both amazing ways and sometimes ways that can be challenging, but just how nature can kind of be renewing and powerful. And just reminds me of just, you never know, it's such a dynamic thing to be in a place that has nature in little bits and pieces anywhere. That doesn't make any sense, but anyway, I am grateful for that, exactly that nature is around us in small and big ways, whether it's the wind, a small creature, or the clouds. It just finds ways to inspire me and feel grounded, and I'm grateful for finding those moments in my day. Thank you.
Hey, Heather. This is Max J. Miller. I am so grateful right now for all the friends and people that I've met and heard of that are making a contribution and a difference, not necessarily in their area of expertise, but just in whatever way they can. To care for people who are maybe less fortunate, marginalized, or struggling during this, COVID crisis. And I'm just so grateful that people are really expressing their higher angels during this time. Thanks for asking. Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. I'm extremely happy to have my big Irish family in this time. I have my older children home, and they're being brave and adapting to a totally new environment. And most happy to have my little dog, because she's happy every day. And when any of us are feeling a little anxious, we get Ellie love all the time, 24/7. All right. Thanks for doing this. I'll watch you guys. Love you. Bye.
Right now, I am grateful for poetry and how you can use your words to really do anything you put your mind to.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? This is Larry Roberts of the Readily Random Podcast. But I am calling to tell you that I am grateful for the opportunity to not only be a part of the Brave Files family, but I'm grateful to still have a roof over my head. And I'm still grateful that throughout these most trying times, I still have my beautiful bride to for us to work together to get through this difficult time that we're in. I'm grateful for my podcast. I'm grateful for podcasting, keeping us all together. I'm grateful for Zoom. A lot of people don't like Zoom, but I love it, because you know why? It allows us to have virtual conferences and virtual get-togethers online so that we can still stay in touch with each other even through this time that is unprecedented in my lifetime, and I've been around for a day or two, so I assume it's in your lifetime as well. But hopefully you share in some of these gratitudes with me. And once again, Heather, thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute with my call in celebration of gratitude. Take care, and thanks again. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jackie Watson from Jacqueline Watson Even. I just wanted to call in with my gratitude, and that is being able to go outside in the sun and do some amazing yoga and meditation, and also for having the knowledge that this will end. It may be a bit, but it will end, and we're excited for when that day comes. So I'm going to be grateful for those two things, and I hope that everyone else joins us. Bye-bye.
Hey, Heather. This is Benedetto. I wanted to call in and share about my feelings surrounding gratitude, especially during this quarantine time. I feel that there is still so much to be grateful for, including my family and my friends. I'm grateful to have a place to call home at the moment, food on my plate, a bed to sleep in at night. I'm so grateful for technology, especially now where I can't necessarily go out and connect with people in the flesh. I can connect with people on Facebook and on Zoom, Instagram. It's actually been a really great way for me to expand on what I'm doing in the world. So I'm just very grateful for everything. And also taking this time to really check in with myself. It's been a really wonderful time for me to really get clear on what I want in life, where I want to go, what I want to do, and to take those intentional steps forward. I know when we're not in quarantine, life just gets really busy, really chaotic, but this is a really perfect time to slow down and go inside and really see and feel what's important in life. And for me right now, the most important things are surrounding gratitude and love and being around people that love and support each other. So there really is so much to be grateful for, even in the time of uncertainty. It's a wonderful way to also just go into the flow of trust and love and shifting the perspective and seeing how everything really is a gift in life. So I am so grateful for everything that I have, my health, my happiness, my family and my friends, technology, and all of, and knowing that all of my basic needs are covered. Well, I hope you all are doing well, and thank you for allowing me this time to share my gratitude. I am grateful for you as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Cush, and I am the host of the Woman Warriors podcast. And I am so grateful for being able to connect virtually with family and friends and my clients, because I am also a psychotherapist, because without that, it would feel really isolating and difficult. I'm also grateful that so far, my clients and family and friends are all healthy. Thanks for doing this wonderful podcast.
Hi, this is Andy. Heather, thank you so much for sending out the invitation. I'd like to say that I think one of the things that I'm most grateful for is technology to one degree and family to another. With our cell phones, we were able to create a group message, and there's 10 of us. And throughout the day, we put in gifts, memes, photos. My niece put on that she calls her hazmat suit with her mask when she had to go out to pick up a prescription. So we're just sharing things to make each other laugh. We are being supportive when somebody checks in and they feel like they're suffering from anxiety or having depression. We try to support and give them some encouraging words. We put things in there to pass time because there's some young ones in there that are bored out of their minds. So we talk about movies we're binging out on, playlists that we're listening to, board games, puzzles, all kinds of things that we can do to just kind of take our minds off of, you know, this very difficult time that we're all having to come together. But it's amazing because when you check in and you read all the posts that everyone has put together, it makes you feel connected even though they may be states away. And I'm grateful that while this is some scary stuff to be going through, it has really pulled our family together, and I am just so happy that that's how our family is dealing with this. We are pulling each other closer and supporting each other because I fear that during this time it can be very difficult for some families that, you know, may actually struggle and the family unit may break apart in, you know, on the other side of it. So praying for everyone to come up with, you know, what their ideas are for them and their family and their friends. So I hope this helps. Thanks.
This is Eddie Babbage, founder and CEO of Timeline Genius. And what I'm grateful for during this time is the way that we've all had a heightened sense of connectedness, the way that we've all come together to face the current challenge. And I'm grateful for the spiritual opportunity that this whole challenge has presented. I've found that my resolve to keep a positive mindset and my practices around keeping a mindset, a positive mindset from meditation to exercise to healthy eating, that all of these practices have been deepened because the outer world and outer circumstances have been more challenging. I'm also deeply grateful for my family, and I'm just happy to be alive in this wonderful world that we have.
Hi, Brave Files. This is one of your longtime listeners. Appreciate the podcast and wanted to answer today's question about gratitude. One of the ways in which I am trying to have gratitude in my life is through a text chain. A couple of friends and I have been trying to text 5 things that we are grateful for every day. And we are not always able to do this every day, but we're able to do this a lot of days. And that's something that's really helpful. Some of the things might be, I am grateful that I went for a walk today, or I'm grateful that my kids did a really good job at homeschool today, or might be I'm really grateful for watching my favorite TV show, or I'm grateful for medicine because I had a headache. It could be big things or little things. So I thought that I would contribute that to your files. So thanks so much. Hope you're staying safe. Have a good day.
Hi, my name is Sharonda, and I was trying to think of how to say this correctly, what I'm grateful for, because it seems counterintuitive during this period where there is a global health pandemic, and so many terrible things going on, to talk about gratitude. But the truth is, I am so grateful for this chance to be in my home with my family. And I know people say that a lot, but just some background is that I have lupus and I'm disabled, have chronic pain, which means that 80 to 90% of my day is normally spent in bed and in the at home. So I'm not able to socially interact with friends or professional events, especially not my family. And so the COVID-19 scenario in some ways was not a blessing, and I hate to say that word, blessing, but it's an opportunity for my family to live in my world and my family and my friends to be in my world. And so for the first time in a long time, everything is accessible to me. The world is accessible to me. People are talking on the phone and interacting socially the way that I can interact socially. So it's in some ways negated my disability and just allowed me to live freely. And I know it's temporary that things will go back, but I also know that people having lived through this experience will be more sympathetic to the struggles that I face daily as someone who is it's not called quarantine, but, you know, in the house with chronic illness and being disabled. And I hope that that expands people's capacity to make events and things accessible for me to attend. Thanks.
Hi, this is Sharon, and I wanted to share what I'm most grateful for during this very stressful time of social distancing. I am extremely grateful that I have more time to spend with my fiancé. It's something that I really wanted. Of course, I'm madly in love with him, and I want to be with him. And now that we are not leaving our homes, I'm able to spend more time with him. And also really being able to dive deep into some books. It's something that I love so much, and with our busy schedules, I never get enough time to read these books. So I am so grateful to be able to do these things. And yes, I know it'll be over soon, but in the meantime, I'm grateful to be able to spend more time doing the things I love with the people I love.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew, editor for The Brave Files. Right now I'm most grateful for sunny weather so I can stay outside a little bit more, and the health of my family. Everybody be safe out there.
Hi, this is Randy from Iowa, and I am most grateful for the fact that I still have a job, that I'm still working, and as a healthcare worker, working at a senior living community, it's independent living. There's been a lot of knuckle down and really strict policies that have been in place. No one in the facility has gotten the virus, and that I also can be thankful for. And also, I'm thankful to be able to go home every night and be able to relax and forget about work. And that's just, you know, one of those things. You got to take a little bit where you can. You got to enjoy life still, even though we're still impacted by this crazy virus. All right, that's all I got. Have a good day. Bye.
Hi, this is Amy from Illinois, and I wanted to call in to say what we're grateful for during this pandemic. I find myself grateful for so many things because I have the time to focus on little things and big things. I'm grateful that in Illinois, our governor was so proactive and started the social distancing early. I'm grateful that I'm able to work from home. But I'm most especially grateful that we finished our kitchen rehab before all of this. And so that when my husband and I are rattling around cooking, we're in a lovely new rehabbed kitchen that we probably wouldn't have done if the pandemic was going on. So I'm grateful we got it done before the pandemic. And I'm grateful that family and friends, for the most part, are staying healthy and 6 feet away. All right, wishing everybody health and safety, and hopefully this is over soon. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Heather. It's Sarah Lee from Mesa, Arizona. Hey, I'm just calling to share what I'm grateful for during this stay-at-home quarantine phase that we're all in. First of all, I am grateful that my job is considered essential, as well as my partner's job, and so we're able to still provide for our family. That is actually something that I'll never take for granted again. Very, very, very lucky to still be employed at this time. I work at a medical cannabis dispensary, and so it's just worth it every day to go in and see these patients, and they're so grateful that we're there for them, and I am more than happy to be there for them. Another thing I am grateful for is being able to spend more quality time with my children and my partner, doing things intentionally, and it's just something that we'll never get back. So many memories will be made, and I'm just so grateful for that. Thank you for doing this show, for showing us how to be grateful and keeping that at the forefront of our mind. Thanks, Heather. Bye.
Are you crying? Because I totally am crying. I cry every time I listen to this episode. It's such beautiful stuff to hear people come together and share what's working in their lives and what they're grateful to be noticing. What a gift all of that is. Whether you called in to share your gratitude or not, thank you. I hope you found this episode peaceful and inspiring. I hope you'll use it as a catalyst to begin or deepen your own gratitude practice. Please stay home, stay safe, and continue to share your gratitude. I invite you to join me for free every single Monday at 12 p.m. Central for a virtual gratitude circle. They will link to that in the show notes. All you have to do is register so that I can send you the link. We do this on Zoom. And then we will connect as a community, a virtual community, to share what we're grateful for right then at that moment. So I'd love to invite you to be part of that with us. Thanks for tuning into this very special episode. Thanks for always being a supporter. This is Heather Vickery reminding you today and always to go out and choose bravely.